The natural response is to want to get them back with interest. It's that time again for the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm coming to you from Riverside, California, and podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. Welcome. What's shaking? Thank you for joining me. This is the daily show where we're reading through the entire Bible in a year, and today we're going to read Leviticus 22 through 24. Afterwards, I'll have some comments, and I'm calling today's episode, An Eye for an Eye. The show notes page for today's episode is at lifespringmedia.com/S12E215. Want to send me an email? Great, I look forward to it. The address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Are you ready? Let's go. Leviticus 22. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons to be careful with the holy gifts that the people of Israel set apart for me so they will not sin against my holy name. I am the Lord. Say to them, if any one of all your children comes near the holy gifts that the people of Israel set apart for the Lord while he is unclean, he will be cut off from my holy place. I am the Lord. None of the children of Aaron who has a bad skin disease or something flowing from his body may eat of the holy gifts until he is clean. If one touches anything that is unclean because of a dead body, or has had his seed come from his sex part, or touches anything that is unclean that moves on the ground, or touches any man who makes him unclean for whatever reason, the man who touches any such thing will be unclean until evening. He must not eat any of the holy gifts unless he has washed his body in water. When the sun has gone down, he will be clean. After that, he may eat of the holy gifts, for they are his food. He should not eat an animal that dies of itself or is killed by wild animals. He will be unclean if he does. I am the Lord. The religious leaders must obey my law so they will not be sinful because of it and die because they sin against my law. I am the Lord who makes them holy. But no one who is not a religious leader may eat the holy gift. One who is visiting the religious leader or working for him must not eat of the holy gift, but a person whom the religious leader buys to work for him with his own money may eat of it, and those who are born in his house may eat of his food. If a religious leader's daughter is married to a man who is not a religious leader, she must not eat of the holy gifts. But if a religious leader's daughter loses her husband by death or divorce and has no child and returns to her father's house as when she was young, she may eat of her father's food, but no stranger may eat of it. If a man eats a holy gift by mistake, he must add a fifth of its worth to it and give the holy gift to the religious leader. The religious leaders must not make the holy gifts unclean that the people of Israel give to the Lord. This would bring sin upon them when they eat their holy gifts, for I am the Lord who makes them holy." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Say to Aaron and his sons and to all the people of Israel, when any man of the house of Israel or of the strangers in Israel gives his gift for a burnt gift to the Lord, to pay a promise or as a free will gift to please the Lord, it must be a male that is perfect from the cattle, sheep, or goats. Do not give anything that is not perfect, for you will not please the Lord. When a man gives a peace gift to the Lord to keep a special promise or for a free will gift from the cattle or the flock, it must be perfect to be received. It must have nothing wrong with it. You must not give to the Lord or make a gift by fire on the altar to the Lord any animals that are blind or broken or hurt or have a flowing sore or a skin disease. You may give for a free will gift a bull or a lamb which has some part too long or too short, but it will not be received if it is to pay a promise. Do not give to the Lord any animal with its sex part hurt or crushed or torn or cut. Do not give such animals on the altar in your land, and do not receive such animals from a man from another land to give as the food of your God, for they are unclean. They are not perfect. They will not be received from you." The Lord said to Moses, "When a bull or sheep or goat is born, it must stay 7 days with its mother. After that, it will be received as a gift by fire to the Lord. But do not kill a cow or female sheep and her young on the same day. When you give thanks to the Lord by giving a gift in worship, give it the right way so that you will be received. It must be eaten on the same day. Do not leave any of it until morning. I am the Lord. So keep my laws and obey them. I am the Lord. Do not sin against my holy name. I will be honored among the people of Israel. I am the Lord who makes you holy. I brought you out of the land of Egypt to be your God. I am the Lord. Leviticus 23. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel and tell them, The set feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my set feasts. 6 days shall work be done, but on the seventh day is a Sabbath of solemn rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no kind of work. It is a Sabbath to Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the set feasts of Yahweh, even holy convocations, which you shall proclaim in their appointed season. In the first month, on the 14th day of the month, in the evening, is Yahweh's Passover. On the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread to Yahweh. 7 days you shall eat unleavened bread. In the first day you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, but you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh 7 days. In the seventh day is a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and tell them, When you have come into the land which I give to you, and shall reap its harvest, then you shall bring the sheaf of the first fruits of your harvest to the priest, and he shall wave the sheaf before Yahweh to be accepted for you. On the next day after the Sabbath, the priest shall wave it. On the day when you wave the sheaf, you shall offer a male lamb without blemish, a year old, for a burnt offering to Yahweh. The meal offering with it shall be 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour mingled with oil, an offering made by fire to Yahweh for a pleasant aroma. And the drink offering with it shall be of wine, the 1/4 part of a hin. You shall eat neither bread, nor roasted grain, nor fresh grain, until this same day, until you have brought the offering of your God. This is a statute forever throughout your generations in all your dwellings. You shall count from the next day after the Sabbath, from the day that you brought the sheaf of the wave offering, 7 Sabbaths shall be completed. Even to the next day after the 7th Sabbath, you shall number 50 days, and you shall offer a new meal offering to Yahweh. You shall bring out of your habitations 2 loaves of bread for a wave offering made of 2/10 parts of an ephah of fine flour. They shall be baked with yeast for first fruits to Yahweh. You shall present with the bread 7 lambs without blemish, a year old, 1 young bull, and 2 rams. They shall be a burnt offering to Yahweh, with their meal offering and their drink offerings, even an offering made by fire of a sweet aroma to Yahweh. You shall offer 1 male goat for a sin offering, and 2 male lambs a year old for a sacrifice of peace offerings. The priest shall wave them with the bread of the first fruits for a wave offering before Yahweh with the 2 lambs. They shall be holy to Yahweh for the priest. You shall make proclamation on the same day. There shall be a holy convocation to you. You shall do no regular work. This is a statute forever in all your dwellings throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not wholly reap into the corners of your field. Neither shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall leave them for the poor and for the foreigner. I am Yahweh your God. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, saying, In the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, shall be a solemn rest to you, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, However, on the 10th day of this 7th month is the Day of Atonement. It shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall afflict yourselves, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. You shall do no kind of work in that same day, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for you before Yahweh your God. For whoever it is who shall not deny himself in that same day shall be cut off from his people. Whoever it is who does any kind of work in that same day, that person I will destroy from among his people. You shall do no kind of work. It is a statute forever, throughout your generations in all your dwellings. It shall be a Sabbath of solemn rest for you, and you shall deny yourselves. In the ninth day of the month, at evening, from evening to evening, you shall keep your Sabbath. Yahweh spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to the children of Israel, and say, On the 15th day of this seventh month is the Feast of Tents for 7 days to Yahweh. On the first day shall be a holy convocation. You shall do no regular work. 7 days you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. On the 8th day shall be a holy convocation to you, and you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh. It is a solemn assembly. You shall do no regular work. These are the appointed feasts of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, to offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh, a burnt offering and a meal offering, a sacrifice and drink offerings, each on its own day, besides the Sabbaths of Yahweh, and besides your gifts, and besides all your vows, and besides all your free will offerings which you give to Yahweh. So on the 15th day of the seventh month, when you have gathered in the fruits of the land, you shall keep the feast of Yahweh 7 days. On the first day shall be a solemn rest, and on the 8th day shall be a solemn rest. You shall take on the first day the fruit of goodly trees, branches of palm trees, and boughs of thick trees, and willows of the brook, and you shall rejoice before Yahweh your God 7 days. You shall keep it a feast to Yahweh 7 days in the year. It is a statute forever throughout your generations. You shall keep it in the seventh month. You shall dwell in booths 7 days. All who are native-born in Israel shall dwell in booths, that your generations may know that I made the children of Israel to dwell in booths when I brought them out from the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. Moses declared to the children of Israel the appointed feasts of Yahweh. Leviticus 24. The Lord said to Moses, Tell the people of Israel to bring you pure oil from beaten olives for the light, to keep a lamp burning all the time. Outside the curtain of the law in the meeting tent, Aaron will keep it burning from evening to morning before the Lord always. It will be a law forever for all your people. He will take care of the lamps on the pure gold lampstand before the Lord all the time. Then take fine flour and bake 12 loaves of bread. Use 2 jars of flour for each leaf. Set them side by side in 2 rows, 6 in each row, on the pure gold table before the Lord. Put pure, sweet-smelling spices on each row to go with the bread as something to be remembered. It is a gift by fire to the Lord. Every day of rest he will set it before the Lord all the time. It is a law forever for the people of Israel. The bread is for Aaron and his sons who will eat it in a holy place. It is a most holy part for him out of the gifts by fire to the Lord. It is his share forever. Now the son of an Israelite woman, whose father was an Egyptian, went among the people of Israel. And the Israelite woman's son and a man of Israel fought with each other among the tents. The son of the Israelite woman swore against the name of the Lord. So they brought him to Moses. His mother's name was Shelomith, the daughter of Dibri of the family of Dan. And they kept him shut up until the will of the Lord might be made known to them. Then the Lord said to Moses, Take the one who has sworn against me away from the tents. Let all who heard him lay their hands on his head. Then let all the people kill him by throwing stones. Say to the people of Israel, If anyone swears against his God, he will suffer for his own sin. The one who speaks against the name of the Lord will be put to death for sure. All the people will kill him with stones. Both the stranger and those born in the land will be put to death when he speaks against the name of the Lord. If a man takes the life of any human being, he will be put to death for sure. The one who takes the life of an animal will pay for it, a life for a life. If a man hurts his neighbor, it will be done to him just as he is done. Broken bone for broken bone, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Just as he has hurt a man, so will he be hurt. So the one who kills an animal will pay for it with an animal, but the one who kills a man will be put to death. You will have the same law for the stranger and for the one born among you, for I am the Lord your God. Then Moses spoke to the people of Israel, and they took the one who swore against God and brought him away from the tents and killed him with stones. So the people of Israel did as the Lord told Moses.
Let's talk a little bit about Leviticus chapter 24. Verses 19 through 20 say, "If a man hurts his neighbor, it will be done to him just as he has done. Broken bone for broken bone, eye for eye, tooth for tooth. Just as he has hurt a man, so he will be hurt." All right, well, most people have heard the phrase an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, right? Let's talk about that. Some have used this as an excuse to take revenge. After all, if somebody harms us, the natural response is to want to get them back with interest. Others have taken an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth to mean that it is an obligation to repay injury for injury. But the truth is that God was setting limits for meting out justice. The punishment cannot be worse than the offense. And also, the phrase was not to be taken literally. The law of Moses actually set a standard of repayment in situations like this. Exodus 21, for example, verse 26 says, "If a man strikes the eye of his male or female servant and destroys it, he shall let him go free for the sake of his eye." So the law doesn't say, take that man's eye. It says, to make up for it, set the servant free. Also, keep in mind that focus here in Leviticus is on establishing community standards, what the legal structure was to be. Yes, it was part of the legal system to seek restitution for injuries that were inflicted. But in Matthew 5, verses 38 through 42, Jesus addressed how individuals should react to such circumstances. He said, "You have heard that it was said, an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth, but I say to you, do not resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also. If anyone wants to sue you and take your shirt, let him have your coat also. Whoever forces you to go 1 mile, go with him too. Give to him who asks of you, and do not turn away from him who wants to borrow from you." So what's going on here? In this teaching, Jesus was telling us that when we are insulted or offended, we should not respond in kind. The phrase that he used there, having to do with being slapped on the right cheek, was understood by their culture to have the meaning that you're being deeply insulted. He wasn't talking about an actual physical attack. He wasn't saying that we should not defend ourselves if we are being physically attacked. He was talking about insults or being slighted. Bible commentator William Barclay wrote, "Jesus is here saying that the true Christian has learned to resent no insult and to seek retaliation for no slight." Think about it. Jesus was called a glutton. He was called a blasphemer. He was called crazy, a drunk, and even an illegitimate child. But what did he do? Did he strike back? No. He responded in love. Again, these examples are referring to when we are insulted or otherwise put upon. Jesus was not saying that evil itself should not be resisted. He resisted evil, as when he overturned the tables in the temple, and when he verbally shut down the religious hypocrites, which he called a brood of snakes. So in that case, he was resisting evil as well. So, an eye for an eye is not a requirement. It's a limit, and it's for the civil authorities to enforce. We are to respond to slights and insults and impositions by showing love, not by seeking revenge or trying to get even. So that begs the question, what is it to show love? What is love? Well, as it just so happens, the Bible addresses that as well, as you might expect. 1 Corinthians 13, 4 through 8 sums it up nicely. Love is patient and kind. Love is not jealous or boastful or proud or rude. It does not demand its own way. It is not irritable, and it keeps no record of being wronged. It does not rejoice about injustice, but rejoices whenever the truth wins out. Love never gives up. Love never loses faith, is always hopeful, and endures through every circumstance. So, what do you think? Let me know. Go to lifespringmedia.com/S12E215, scroll all the way to the bottom of the page, and let me know your thoughts. Our reading tomorrow is 2 Kings 21 through 25.
And now, as the French say, it is time for Le Boost.
On this date in church history, April 4th, 1507, Martin Luther was ordained as a priest in Erfurt, Germany, 1 year after being consecrated as a monk in the Augustinian order. And just 10 years later, on October 31st, 1517, he nailed his 95 Theses on the door of the Castle Church in Wittenberg, Germany, which began the Protestant Reformation. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your word today. Help us, Lord, to respond in love when we're insulted, but give us courage, Lord, to resist evil. I ask, Lord, that you bless the LifeSpring family today. I thank you for each one who's here today, and I ask you to give each of us a deep thirst to know you better. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you've got a prayer request or a praise, please let me know at prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Fill out the form there. I'll get a notification. I'll read it, and then I'll pray with you and for you in my private prayer time, and we'll pray together on the show. prayer.lifespringmedia.com. Please tell other people about the show. If you like the show, and if you don't, why are you listening? But if you like it, don't you think some of your friends and family would like it as well? Share the show. Comment at lifespringmedia.com/s12e215. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. And please support the show at lifespringmedia.com/support. You can also stream sats and send boostergrams if you've got one of these brand new podcasting 2.0 enabled podcast apps. Get rid of that dusty old legacy podcast app that's been around for 20 years. Yeah, I know you're familiar with it. You know how it works, but you are so limiting yourself as to the enjoyment you can have with one of the new podcast apps. Every new episode of the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible has new artwork to it. Are you seeing that in your app? If you're not, get a new one. Get a better one. Get one at newpodcastapps.com. Once you get it, set it up so that you can stream sats and send boostergrams to me. It's getting easier every day. You don't have to be such an extreme geek to make them work. Well, until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. It's been good seeing you today. Thank you for being here. My name is Steve Webb. Bye.